Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Kafman Hayim Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the din of Kachay and Mayna. How he counted the Hazayas when they did the Hazayas, the Thnai Lefnim of the Pyre and the Sar. The Gemara, the Mishnah says an unusual way to count. You do Achas, you do one for the Achas Lamala. And for the Sheva Lamala, you have to repeat again the Achas Lamala, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, Achas V'Sholish, Achas V'Arba, Achas V'Chomesh, Achas V'Shesh, Achas V'Sheva. You have to constantly repeat the Achas Lamala when you do the Sheva Lamala. The Gemara wants to know why. Why does the Achas Lamala have to be counted again with all the ones in the Sheva Lamata? Blaza says it's the Din Derabana, he shouldn't make a mistake. And Rashi says he shouldn't make a mistake, means you don't want him to mix up the count, so you give him an Achas in between, he should have more time to focus. And Taisa Shanim says a little more Pashit, that if he doesn't repeat the count of the Achas Lamala, maybe he'll start the Sheva Lamata with two. He might do Achas, and then start Shtayim. He might forget to do Achas Shtayim. But once he has to do Achas V'Achas, so then he'll remember. So why doesn't he just count straight till 8? The Teretz is because it's a din, the Sheva Lamata have to be counted as 7, not 8. And it brings from the Yishalmi. The Rambam's also mashmah that way. The Rambam says, maybe you'll count the first one, the Achas Lamala, as part of the 7 Lamata. That's the mistake of the count that you'll make. Now, what's the din b'chlal of counting? Where does the whole din of counting come from? Rabbi Yechonon held even to count the Achas Lamala with the Sheva Lamata is ma'akev. It sounds like the Sheva Lamata l'kuliyam is ma'akev. What's the pshat in that? Taizushanim brings a makar from the Taizus Kainim that says Sheva Pamim, it says, not Sheva Tipin. Sheva Pamim tells you you have to count. But where does Sheva Pamim tell you you have to count? So the Gemara is mashmaya. That's Sheva Pamim tells you you have to count. It's a din, you have to count. But there's a pshat from the Mikdash David, a Gvalmik pshat, a Lamdash pshat, and a pshat from the Briskerach. The Mikdash David's pshat is that Sheva Pamim doesn't tell you that's an after count. Sheva Pamim tells you you need 7 separate hazayis. V'loi Sheva Tipim, it's not 7 drops, it's 7 separate hazayis. What makes it a separate hazah? The fact that you dip your finger in the blood again is not going to make it a separate hazah, because it could be called one hazah, you could do 2 hazayis. It's all called one. If he says, he brings a Gemara in Zvachim, if less than a Shir Hazah, you could do another one and be Mashlim Mashir. 2 Hazahs could be called one Hazah. What makes it 2? The only thing that can make it 2 is counting. That's how we learn Zibshat. So Sheva Pamim is simply telling you that you need 7 separate Hazahs as opposed to 7 drops. And counting makes it separate. Now, like Murasiri points out, a lot of times the Teres of Sheva Pamim, by the 7 Hazayis that we do on the Tirei of the Mizmeh Hazav. It says Sheva Pamim by the Parakai Mashiach and the Pahelm Davish Latziba. We do 7 Hazayis on the Parechis. It says 7 Sheva Pamim by the Hazav, the Luk Shel Metzera, the Luk Shemen, that you do 7 Hazayis. And also, when you Shech the Paraduma before you burn it, you do 7 Hazayis Kenega the Hechel. So, right, we had that earlier. So, all these things, it says Sheva Pamim. So, L'chaira, it should be the same thing. You can have to count by all these things. It doesn't say it anyway. It says maybe it only says it here because of the interesting way you're counting, the Achas V'Achas. But that's the Mikdash David's pshat. The Briskerov says a different pshat. The Briskerov says no. That it needs to be 7 Azayis, it will be 7 Azayis without you counting. The aside of the counting is, it's not good enough to have 7 Azayis. You have to have a first Hazah, a second Hazah, a third Hazah, a fourth Hazah, a fifth Hazah, a sixth Hazah, a seventh Hazah. That's what you need. He brings it to Sefta by Parah. By Parah Aduma, it says like this. If you have 7 Kehanim that are doing 7 Azayis of Asachas, it doesn't work. But if they're doing it B'Zeh Hazeh, then it does work. Why? 7 Kehanim is clearly 7 different Azayis. It's done by 7 Kehanim. But if you do B'Asachas, you don't have the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. It's all at the same time. You need the Azayis. You need the first Azah, second Azah, third Azah, fourth Azah, fifth Azah, sixth Azah, seventh Azah. So the Briskerov learns according to Rabbi Lazar and the Chinami. It's Memela that way. The only thing is, he says, and he brings this from a Mishnah in Parah, that if you make a mistake, if you, let's say, if you don't count at all, that's Loimana V'Loita, so Memela according to Blazar will be 7 Azayis. But if you make a mistake, Lamashla, if you count 1, 2, 3, 5, 4, then you messed it up. Because you did the 5th Azah before the 4th Azah. If you don't say anything, So minastam, the first one you do is the first. The second one you do is the second. The third one is the third. But if you say the wrong number, then you're messing up the Zohar. That's how it is. There's a Mishnah in Parah that says, Lagabi Paraduma, at least according to the Rashi's chat, that if you're counting, the Mishnah in Parah says like this, if you say that the seventh one is six, that's possible. But if you say the eighth, the seventh, if you say that the seventh one is eighth, that's kasha. Why? Because there is no eighth. So Mela, you don't have to count. It's the seventh of Mela. You said it's the eighth, that's Dvarim B'Teilim. But if you say on the sixth one, it's the seventh, so you did the seventh one before the sixth, that's a problem. So Rabbi Yechanan Takas holds that, no. In order to make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you're going to have to count. But in Rabbi Lezidi's site is, it's mailed that way. But if you make a mistake and you count it wrong, then it becomes the one that you counted, and then it doesn't work, because then you counted, you did one, you did the later Azal before the previous Azal. So again, the you learn that from Sheva Pamim, but the Vurashiri is Mashma Stam. Sheva Pamim somehow tells you have to count. The Mikdash David says that's the way to make in the seven separate Azais. And the Brisker Rav says, no, it's already seven separate Azais, but you have to make it, you have to spell the Mecca first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and that, Lav Daf, you have to count, but I'll go upon him, if you mess up the count, then you messed up the order.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.